Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. You know where you are, the 9 at 9 with me, Tego. And if you're sitting right there, you know what's about to happen. Another amazing expert is about to come up. But today is a VIP expert. Yeah, he's been here before. He's one of my mentors. He's one of my friends. And he definitely knows the secret beyond the fear and motivation to keep you on track. What does that mean? Guess what? You got to sit right there. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, welcome back. Yeah, my good friend Richard Gordon is here. We're going to talk about motivation. We're going to talk about inspiration, but mainly we're going to talk about just getting from one step to the next because he's a master at it. Brother, are you out there?
I am here. Always a pleasure.
What's happening? It's so great to have you back. It's been over a year. We've missed you.
Oh, I missed you as well. It's funny how time flies. But again, part of the secret in life is making priorities for your friends.
There you have it. You've got so much going on. I know you got an event coming up August 24th. But before we get to that, can we talk about what it is you're doing now? And what is the first thing you do to kick your day off?
Oh, great concept. And what I do and what I've put into practice, you know, we've always done this, but you really have to be diligent. The more you teach and the more you preach, you have to wake up in the first seconds of your day and practice what you preach, you know, because you put yourself just self-induced at a higher level of accountability. Because how am I giving this great advice to everybody and then I don't follow it? So in the morning, I start with giving thanks. I pray to God. I give thanks. I give gratitude. That's how I start my day every day.
That's amazing. And, you know, there's a lot of people around that teach, but they don't, you know, the old saying, those who teach can't. You are one of those people that don't not only teach what to do, but you actually follow your own plan. You know, you are very like regal about how you do your step by step. You don't vary off your tracks and you don't get distracted. I'm one of those people. My brother calls me squirrel sometimes because I get distracted. You know, it's like squirrel. And you're not like that. Why? Why aren't you distracted by the little things in the world?
Yeah, great question. And what that brings to is what I've truly fine-tuned in my life and teaching other people is be you for you, right? Your style works for Tego. Your brother's style works for him. My style works for me. I live, as you said, a very disciplined, structured life and very regimented. So that's not for everybody. You know, that style doesn't work for everybody. It doesn't make everybody happy. They get stressed. They're not successful. So they have a different style like you. So that's what I've learned is to adapt my own style, be comfortable with who I am. And then it comes back to the whole vibrational thing we talk about all the time is I vibrate with the people who can assimilate to my style. And I don't like to have a people of regimented military marching soldiers. That gets boring. So I have a collection just like you of all kinds of people, but we vibrate on a moral level. We vibrate on a higher level of being and our styles differ. So that's the key is to be you for you. So each day I wake up and I'm like, this is me. This is my path. This is what God has given me as talents. So I will use them and develop them, not try to be a Greg Reed, not try to be a Dave Corbin, not try to be a Tony Robbins. Take things from leaders and mentors, but not to try to emulate them in everything you do.
I absolutely love that. You know, I have two questions for you. One, there's somebody out there watching that's going into their second career. They've decided, you know, they're in their 40s or 50s or 60s, and they want to start their own business. And they're so used to doing the 9-to-5 thing. And they didn't realize being an entrepreneur, especially in the early days, means you work every day to ends and Y for the most part. And you've got to push yourself. What tips would you give them?
So the key thing, again, it comes back to being you for you, whatever your strengths are, you know, and I work with, just like you do, entrepreneurs, you know, people transitioning to entrepreneurship, and I tell them to work on their strengths. You know, if they're an accountant type personality and they're into numbers and they're into stats, don't try to jump out and be the marketing king, right? That's not your strong suit. So focus on the details. Focus on a business that has details, or get a partner that you can marry up with. I have a business partner, and you got to meet him. Little bit different. We're alike in many ways, but we're a little bit different. So we complement each other. So I always give the advice to people getting out into, especially if you, whatever you've done in the corporate world, that's your strong suit. Yes, you want to change an account. You don't want to be a marketing guy, but stay within your lane, be you for you, and then bring that strength to the business.
You know, I'm going to have a squirrel moment. And the second question, I want to jump over and go back a little bit and ask you, you know, many may not know you are a martial arts expert. You've been in it for more than half of your life. You know, if there's someone out there, a young person, like I have young grandkids that are dying to go to martial arts school, what would you give a tip to the parents on how to get them started and how to keep them motivated?
Yeah. And again, great question. And I spent, as you said, 40 years doing this now. And every time I say that, I'm getting older. So it's great to have the experience, but I'm like, wow, that means I got a lot of years on this earth, which I'm thankful for. But to answer the question, the first thing I tell people is wherever you live, go into your local school, right? Don't make any judgments. Just walk in there. And you and I know, especially as a parent, as a grandparent, you got this super radar thing going. So once you walk in, you know whether it's right for your children, whether it's right for your grandchildren. It could be the simple things, the energy, it's not safe, the lighting, like these, all of these things that in business you need to focus on so you can reach your customer. But especially as mama bear, daddy bears, you walk in there and you know. So first thing, walk in. Then, of course, you meet the instructor who's going to be responsible for training your child. So the style is not as important as the individual, because the lessons are higher than judo, karate, taekwondo, as you know. So the instructor has the higher skill to teach the real important stuff. That's what I tell people to do first thing. And then, of course, ask questions. I take questions from all over the world just to consult and say, hey, should this be the case? Is this good? Is this fair? And then I help people, but go in face to face. Then I recommend that for anything you want to pursue. If you want to be a hang glider, go meet the instructor.
That's amazing. Now, on the opposite side of that, you know, I was an athlete in high school. I was in the military. You know, I've gained a little extra cushion here or there. And there's people that were in martial arts. They were in structured programs like that when they were younger. And now they feel like they got to get off the couch. What suggestion would you make for them?
Again, the beauty of that is, and as you know in life, as long as you have breath, you have the ability to accomplish, right? Whether it's to go back and be in the ring, and even if you're a competitive by nature, they have what they call nice little titles, executives and, you know, the senior members and all of that stuff for people who are older that still want to get that thirst for competing if that's your thing. But again, so many schools now are accommodating because there's so many people in our categories that are wanting to keep pursuing activities like rock climbing. And we're not 20 years old and we're not going to do 20-year-old things, but there are programs for everyone to get out there and get involved, especially it's the martial arts. I had students going from 4 to 70. And of course, I gear the program a little different for the 70-year-old. His needs were a little different. Same thing with the beauty of boxing. You could box, as you know, there are some boxing instructors out there that can do a whole lot of hurting at 70 years old.
Yeah, actually, I know that. And, you know, you are definitely a mentor of mine. I respect you and you know that. And every time I walk in a room, it's like, I got to find you. You know, and just talk to you, spend some time with you, because the knowledge that you share is absolutely amazing. But now you're making some left and right turns yourself. You've got a new business partner, you've got a new program, and you've got another event coming up August 24th and 25th. Can you share a little bit about that?
Sure. Thanks for mentioning that. And you're absolutely correct, because again, we can't be stagnant in life. So I was very successful in the martial arts. I was successful in the military, but we're not one-shot ponies. You know, that's what people are beginning to realize. The days of spending 30 years as a CFO, we're not wired that way and we're not doing that anymore. So people are deviating. So I'm still staying in my lane because I'm still teaching. So I partnered with Adi Satansanji. He's my good friend. We bond on every level. And he created a term called satology, which means truth. So hence, we're all seeking and a quest to find the truth. And what we figure out is that it's inside us. So it's inner truth. So we're bringing together an event in August, and we're bringing together lots of other things, but bringing people together who are authors, scholars, just knowledgeable people in life to sit down and discuss some just real world topics of what brings you inner peace. And also, we have things in our world that don't generate peace. We know that. So how do we fix that? How do we fix the world? More importantly, how do we fix ourselves? How do we wake up? Like you said, I wake up every morning, I have a sense of peace. So how do we do that? And how do we do that? We have people from all over the world, India, the Ukraine, different places to bring different viewpoints. And as you know, once you've done your show long enough, once you do that, we all want that same peace. Peace doesn't look any different here than it does in Africa and Asia and the Middle East. Peace is peace. Tranquility is tranquility. What we want for our kids and our grandkids, pretty much the same. But we're just bringing it together with our event in August 24th, 25th in beautiful San Diego, literally to bring people to the table.
So how does someone contact you to find out more about your events or to find out how they can work with you directly?
Sure. I'm all over the internet. So it's just like my name, Richard E. Gordon. On Instagram, there's a 3. On Facebook, there's a 3. And then my email is just richardgordon@ceodojo.net. So I'm out there. Just reach out any which way, and then I'll reach back out to you whichever way you're comfortable.
Well, I hope you and your business partner will come on to the show. Let's talk more about your event and all the amazing programs that you guys have coming up. I know we spent about an hour on a Zoom call, and it was just amazing, the knowledge that you shared. And I'm so grateful that you did for that day. And I want everybody to show up for your amazing event. I wish I could be there. Unfortunately, we have another event the same day, but I'll be at the next one, I promise.
Oh, I appreciate that. And yeah, we're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep traveling to the cities just like you do. Again, you can't just do one thing and expect it to take impact. It's like going to the gym one day. Not going to do a whole lot of good. So just like you, you're constantly out there. I appreciate you out there. I see you supporting different organizations, different groups. You're out there. You're not just talking. You're walking the walk. I appreciate that about you.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you, too. I can't wait for you to come back.
See you soon.
See you soon. All right, everybody, you know what to do. If you didn't, write it down. If you don't know how to reach him, if for some reason you're not on social media, let's talk about that. Go to tegodirect.com, type in Richard, type in peace. It's coming up. Reach out to him and say, hey, I want to know about your program. I want to know how I can get tickets. It costs you nothing. It costs him nothing. We just want to keep the Expert Talk 9 at 9 family connected. I hope you enjoyed this episode. You know I want you to come back next time. And as always, I'm Tego. I'll talk to you next time.